The report lays bare the toll that the Afghanistan war has had on children, with schools a frequent target of attacks and fighting between the US-backed government and the Taliban. Between 2017 and 2019 alone, there were more than 300 attacks on schools in a country that Save the Children lists as the 11th most dangerous nation in the world for children. And with the COVID-19 pandemic worsening the humanitarian situation, the United Nations says an estimated 7 million children now need urgent help, but its funding appeal for 2020 has been met less than halfway. Save the Children, which released the report ahead of a major donor conference that kicked off Monday, is joining international calls for increased funding. I'm Li Ling Tan in New York.